B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
A Beasley Media Group station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
Yeah, but back in my hometown, like when you saw McGruff the Crime Dog, it was me.
I do a Michael Jackson on myself.
What does that mean?
Grab my crotch a lot.
Well, I got into a bottle of wine, which was half the problem.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Good morning. Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
We're running on about 10%, not energy-wise, but because our computer system is down, we can't offer you anything today.
We're offering 10% network availability.
if you're doing a high-speed internet test, your megabytes per second are about 10. Nothing more.
Yeah, but we're having some computer issues, but that's okay. Because you know what the computer internet doesn't need? Our voices.
That's right.
And our smiles and our jokes.
But we do have a lot planned for today. Unfortunately, all of it is on the R drive, which we don't have. So
we just won't do any of our pre-recorded segments. It'll just be us today.
That's us waiting for tonight for everything to come back online here at work. This is what our engineer said when we called him and said, hey, Brad, we don't have ability to get into the drive that we need to get into. We can't print. We can't pull anything up off of our hard drive. And he said,
I'll wait for tonight.
Wait till tonight. Then you'll be able to get it. We can't print either.
We can't? Is the printing down?
Yes.
That's what you just said.
Oh, I couldn't hear anything. I'm deaf in the
All right, let's go home.
The problem is that we throw the fit, but nobody else across the board does. And they all have the same issues. Phil, Power 98, today's new country, 103.7.
But they're better employees. They know how to operate without computers and printed paper. We don't know how to operate with that.
If it was just us, we'd slam best ofs in and go home. But because we can't because nobody else did. And we're not a united front. call a meeting with everyone into the lobby.
And we'll unionize. Be like, we're not doing a show until we get our computers back.
Right.
But we play 20 songs an hour, so we're good. Our song library works. But anyway, we are going to get through a Monday. It should be a lot of fun today. We normally have a roadmap, and our GPS and roadmap are both out the window. So we'll see where it takes us
today. We'll just keep driving.
Yeah. It'll be kind of a fun day.
Yeah. See where the road takes us. All right. Stop at the overlooks along the way.
Take it in. No rush.
Yeah. Breathe in the mountain.
What's going on in your world, Ren? What's the one thing you need to tell us this morning?
Oh, we were supposed to go strawberry picking as a family on Saturday.
Okay.
And this is so bad, but I haven't been the... how do I say this nicely? The most impressed with my husband lately.
Okay.
That's good.
So I decided instead of just taking the kids like I would normally do, I wanted to torture him too. And I wanted to make sure that he went. So
thank God.
I made this big deal Friday about how everyone was going to go strawberry picking. And then on Saturday, they canceled because the strawberries weren't ripe yet. So I was like, and they rescheduled me for during the week now. And now Dallas definitely can't come.
And this whole thing was just to get him to go.
You're so conniving. I absolutely... publicly conniving, which I love so much that you share that information with us.
Yeah. So what other mundane family task I can drag him into now?
I love my husband, but he has just been a bear lately.
He'll come around. He'll come around.
What about you, Roy? What's the one thing you need to tell us?
Well, my house was part of a movie. Well, maybe not part of a movie. Here's the thing. There was a movie being filmed behind my house.
Nice.
That's cool.
I was all in.
I saw you sent us some pictures.
And Sterling, my fiance, could not grasp why I thought this was interesting. He's like, what is the big deal? I'm like, there's a Lionsgate motion picture in our backyard. That's a huge deal.
And it was literally like over your fence.
You could throw a rock. I heard Kathy Bates talking behind my house.
You did?
Oh my gosh. They were right there.
Sterling doesn't understand right now, but when he sees it on the TV or
he won't even watch it.
Oh no.
And they had all these, so the movie is filmed in like 19, or the set era is like 1970, so they redid our whole neighborhood to look like the 70s.
But that's why they shot in your neighborhood.
Because it was built in the 50s. I mean, it's a perfect area.
Lorraine, how funny would it be if we go watch the movie and like they like Kathy Bates is like, well, let's go into this crappy house. Clearly, it's abandoned, and it's Roy's house, untouched, like just as it is.
I was all in, and they used, because a lot of the Hallmark movies will use suds for snow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, Lionsgate brings out the real snow. It was snowing in my backyard. I was all in.
That's awesome.
And I couldn't get over, like, the technical side of it, because like clearly the people that allowed them to be on the property to film just like, you can't ruin the grass.
Yeah.
And so they were doing everything they can to not ruin the grass, which I thought that was funny.
Right.
They couldn't drive the cars on it and swim on it.
So what was the amount of time they were out there filming?
They started early in the morning. They started probably like 10. And
on
they,
Saturday?
On Saturday. And then they wrapped up probably about 11:30.
Because it was a church.
It was a church, and they did night scenes where they shut things down and cars flew in. It was amazing.
The doors need to be open for the good Lord on Sunday morning for that 7 a.m. mass, maybe 6:45.
Good Lord, no. They remain closed for the good Lord on Sunday for the movie. Yeah.
There must have been a heavy donation to the church.
You know there was a
heavy tithing.
And all last week I heard construction going on at the church behind my house. I was like, oh, good for them renovating, keeping it up. No, it was the movie crew setting up everything they wanted. They did their own landscaping. They re-landscaped the church.
It is now the church of Lionsgate.
I'm always glued to it, man. That was my weekend, was watching the movie be made.
Sister Kathy Bates on scene.
Yeah.
Like, Rachel McAdams, hey! What's she doing, girl?
Pastor Rachel McAdams.
What y'all doing? It's a Christian movie.
Yeah. That's awesome. The one thing I was going to tell you guys was, this weekend especially, and I talked about this before, I was heavy with spam texts. Like, interested in nudes, interested in this, interested in dating, interested in that. And it's like my number with 50 other people's numbers. It's a giant text chain spam that I'm part of.
That's annoying.
But my new move is I said yes with exclamation points. This is exactly what this newly single guy needs. And I would send that back to different text messages that I got throughout the weekend. And one time somebody responded and they were like, I'm into it too. And then another person responded. They're like, yes, this is perfect.
Was it a group text?
It was. I said 20 numbers.
Oh, I'd be
a
upset
20
about
number
that.
Group text.
Mm-mm.
You never get a spam text just to you. The spam text always goes to like 20 numbers.
I get a spam text just to me.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody else's list.
My number on the black internet, on the dark internet, I guess it's called, right?
The dark web.
My number on the dark web is on the group number side of things. So I always get group text. But it was funny because we kept giving back. We were like, yes, this is perfect. I'm newly single too.
So. Okay.
That's the one thing I was going to tell you. The other thing that we have to talk about is how Nicole and I, we did our coaching job this weekend. We coached my son's soccer team. We'll tell you about that. And why, thank God, there was a nurse there.
Oh.
And we'll get into that.
Drama.
So much to do. So much to talk about today. And we have no computer to do
anything. I have no clue what's coming up next.
Neither do I.
We could talk about my movie thing more. I went over there. I said, hey, can I be in it? I said, hey, I did ask. I was like, is the trees in my house going to be in the movie? I asked all sorts of questions.
Of course you did.
That's funny. No, we have tons to get to. In fact, we're going to talk about how America has given us their simple pleasures list, ranked, like simple things that make us happy. I think we got to dive into that coming up next, Roy.
Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
Is it bad? Well, I don't know, but firemen just walked right past our studio with their poking sticks and their
axes
and stuff.
Hoses. And
okay, so let's recap.
It's been a rough morning.
It's been an awful morning.
What's happening here?
It's terrible. We got in this morning. Our computer. Hi, how you doing, firefighter? There's another. That's the third one that's walked past. How many firemen does it take for us to wrap it up and call it?
Yeah, can't they turn the alarm off? My dog's flipping out.
Roy's service dog needs a service dog currently, so he's consoling her.
So here's what happened. We came in this morning. Our computer system is down, which means we just don't have access to stuff that we normally do.
Printing, our bids, our KISS cash code.
All of it. So we have to make that work just a different way, which is just kind of a pain, but we could figure it out. Then the alarm goes off, and Miss Jessica from Power 98 comes in and says, hey, this is a test, right? And I was like, yeah, I saw an email for a test. Upon further research, Roy, what did you come to find out?
The test was last Monday, not this Monday, and it was at 7 p.m., not in the morning.
Okay.
So this is real.
Right. So the fire engines arrive, and I say, but I didn't know the firefighters were here. I wanted to go down and see if there was an alarm company downstairs doing a test, because they have done tests during the show before.
Yeah.
So I get in the elevator, and I'm like, well, this is the bad thing to do. Like, every rule is do not get in an elevator if there's a fire.
Yes. Right, and what do you do?
Get in the elevator. And
I thought, I think the elevator says in case of fire, take stairs.
Yeah. And but the guy in the picture, Roy, doesn't look like me, so they can't be talking about me,
right.
You know? So I go down in the elevator, and the elevator door opens, and there's like 10 firemen in the lobby. And I go, oh, hey, you're here.
Hey, boys.
Because I didn't think they were going to come. I legit thought it was a drill that they just didn't tell us about. And they said, it's all good. We're going to go try and find the panel to shut it off, but we're going to walk through. I said, all right, will you come back up and tell us that we're good? You know, I mean, we're such professionals. We're here, and the building potentially could be on fire.
I mean, aren't they annoyed with the loud alarm? Wouldn't they want to turn it off?
The firefighters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably so conditioned to it now.
So the computer doesn't work. The fire alarm is going off yet again. Firefighters are here. And Roy's service dog, Callie,
is freaking out.
And her job is to sense when Roy freaks out.
And I'm freaking out. We're all freaking out.
Off mic, Roy. The best.
We're having a bad day.
Nicole, you said Phil from K-1047 came into your studio twice?
Yes, because I don't know. Maybe it's just because we have so many tests that I haven't.
There's another one.
I haven't flinched.
I think they evacuated in K.
Wait, why do they keep looking over here? Like
by the way, Nicole.
Everyone else is out of their studio, Roy. That's why they keep looking in here. Everybody else, I think, left.
I heard you, but that the firefighter, and I'm a straight man, they're getting better looking as each one walks through. That last guy was like a 10.
Take it off,
have him come in here. See if he wants to do a calendar shoot. So what should we play some commercials, music? Oh, it stopped. Hey.
But in all honesty, bring back the boys.
Yeah, go see if they're still out there. Let's get an update from one of them. Look at Loren's heading out. Dallas is on her crap list anyway, so this is bonus. No? Fireman!
By the way, I like how anyone else has the rule whenever there's like a fire alarm you evacuate. We're like, meh.
I have trust issues.
We have to keep broadcasting.
There's too many tests.
I agree. There is too many tests. That's why I thought immediately it was a test.
Yeah.
They test during the show for some reason. Oh, there's one.
Yeah, I whistled and somebody yelled, hey, and then I guess that's him.
Yeah, he might think another man is calling him.
I know, I didn't realize that.
Oh, we're looking for a firefighter. Well,
just
I just meant you were hot, not that something is hot.
Oh, my God. Now the firefighters are looking for each other and Lorraine's hollering at them.
If we could just reconvene like right in front of the KISS studio, that would be amazing.
Okay. Is that the good looking one?
I think so.
Yeah.
By the way, this show is a total S show today. It really is.
I'm enjoying it so far, though. I really am.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. We love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
All right. I feel like I can breathe. Everything's a little calmed down. The alarms are off. My dog, my service dog ain't freaking out. She's now alerting to me because I am so stressed.
She's back to work.
She's back to work.
If you're just joining us, it's been a morning. We've had a day, and it's already 6:37, and we've had a day.
I swear, it feels like it's like 7:30 already.
So
much has happened.
We had the alarms here in the building go off, and it was just such a weird dynamic because half the building, everyone evacuated but us.
Right.
we stayed. We're like the captains of the ship. If it goes down, we go down with it.
But we can't brag about that
right.
as good work ethic.
Because it's a bad work ethic.
If we tell our boss, like, hey, just so you know, everybody bailed off, but we stayed on, they'd be like, bail off next time, please. Your bodies aren't worth the nonsense you put out on through the speakers.
But we're the type that we're like, but we don't see nothing.
No, that's true. But don't forget, I went down and saw the firefighter who told me that he would come up and tell us it was good.
Well, and it was this whole, is this a test? Because we just had tests.
Right. So our computers aren't working. Then the fire alarm goes off. And then the firefighters come up and they ask us if we know where the phone room is. And Roy pushes women and children out of the way
to
lead the brigade of firefighters to the phone room where Loren and I are going, he doesn't even know where that is.
Hard Station 2, come with me. Yeah. I'll take you guys.
Yeah.
How's it going, pretty boys?
Yeah.
Figure it out.
No, so I weirdly do think I know where the phone room is. And so as we're walking, I'm asking who's a fan of the show, you know, talking about, you know, there's a couple that are fans. Some of them weren't.
Yeah, one guy hollered in, loved the show. So
yeah, and then they were trying to fiddle with all the keys to get the room. I'm like, just break it down. It's an emergency. Use the axe, man. Come on, throw it.
Did they laugh?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Some of them didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's 6 o'clock in the morning and I'm making jokes and having a good old time. Hmm.
So what was the ultimate issue?
We don't know.
The panel said that there was, I guess, a fire in the phone room, but they can't find the fire.
Let's see if the phones work. Somebody call us at 704-570-9595. We need to test our phones, if you would, please.
And then so after we woke
up. Because our phones are burning up this morning.
And then, like, there's this other weird, funny thing where we already woke up our engineer, Brad, for a printer and network issues. Then we have to call and wake him up again and be like, hey, you ain't going to believe this. But there's a fire in the phone room.
We didn't start it.
It's just the building's falling apart. The network's down. There's a fire.
Not meant to sleep. Just get on up.
Just come on into work, bud. We need you.
Yeah, I know. And he either fakes he's sleeping or he literally went back to sleep because it was like, hold on, where's my thing? He goes, hello. Like, Brad, you're not going to believe it. The firemen are here. They want to know where the phone room is. And then his directions to the phone room, he's like, it's down the hallway behind the printer, room 7, go left by the brown door.
You couldn't even tell that much. It was like, is down the hall.
I think I asked him, where's
he fell back asleep.
I was like, where's the phone room? He goes, it's near the electrical room. I'm like, well, where's the electrical room to where the phone room is?
Right, I know.
Let's talk with Chrissy and Charlotte. Chrissy, the fact that we're talking to you means our phones are working.
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry that you have to listen to us this morning this way, Chrissy. We had so many cool things planned that literally are just up in smoke right now because we can't get to anything.
Literally.
Loren and you guys have me, like, dying, driving to work. I'm, like, laughing.
It's so funny. You have a thing for firefighters, too?
Yes. Men in uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah, just bring them in.
They were walking by. So, like, to put it in perspective, like, I look at Roy and Loren in the hallway. Roy and Loren look out the window to South Boulevard. So as I see the firefighters walking by, they get taller and better looking. And again, I'm a straight male. I just recognize good-looking guys when I see one.
I like that we're going to be in HR later because every other company is like, when the alarms go off, you evacuate. What do? We're like, let's see the man.
It's like a fashion show of hot guys.
You idiots made it like a mile of meat. Thanks, Chrissy.
Like, wow, guys carrying a pretty big hose.
You used every pun in the book. At one point, did Roy say, hey, show me your hose? Thank you to the Deuce, by the way. That is the fire department down here, Station 2. The Deuce, you guys rock.
Our lifesavers.
Yes.
Let's talk with April in Asheville. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
Not so far, April, but we get what you're saying. It's been awful. How's your morning going? Better than ours?
Well, I'm driving to work, and I'm listening to y'all, or y'all are just making my day.
Normally, we have a roadmap of what we're going to do, what we're going to talk about, but that we can't get to that roadmap because the network's down.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Y'all can improvise very well.
Oh, thank you. Well, listen, it's good when we have props like firemen in the building to work.
But they're... They're gone now, and the fire alarm's off, so now it's back to business.
And now I got
to
be normal.
Well, you know how to press the button to make it go back off.
You're right, April. Let's just keep pulling the alarm until we see them come back.
Heck yeah, man.
All right, April. Say hi to everyone up there in Asheville. We love you guys.
Thanks.
All right. All right. Thanks to everyone.
Look out the window. Do you see the truck still here?
I don't see the lights anymore.
I think they're gone.
Oh, well, they could have at least said goodbye. I feel like we had a connection, station two. I'm going to miss you now.
Grand opening, grand closing. I'm going to miss.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
The baristas are revealing the strangest drinks people have asked them to make. And Roy, you're a new coffee drinker.
I am. I do dabble in the coffee. Over the weekend, I tried just iced coffee. No milk, no cream.
Just iced coffee black.
Well, I did add a little caramel syrup in there.
You got to have something or else it's too bitter.
I drink it black.
Well, I saw this manly man to the right of me named Loren drink it black. And I was like, whoa. That's cool. I have to. Mine looks like a hot chocolate whenever I make mine.
See, dude, it's like 5 calories if you drink it black. It's like 350,000 calories if you put all the stuff in it.
But you're going to tell us about the Strange Orders baristas posted that they've gotten. But I would say, contrarily, if you go into a Starbucks or a Dunkin' or wherever you get your coffee and you say, I just want it black, they're probably like, you don't want any 3 pumps, grande, mocha, caramel, jaca, paca?
They always ask me.
Like, no, just black.
In the drive-thru line, they're like, just the coffee and ice. I'm like, yep, that's it.
Does not compute.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it. It tastes burnt, by the way.
Well, it's an acquired taste. Yeah. You'll get used to it. Anyway, these are some of the grossest things that people have asked for in their coffee. One barista said, I had a woman order a small latte, which is all fine, but then she proceeded to pour 3 packets of mayonnaise in her coffee and drink it.
What?
Another one said, 2 years ago, a lady wanted a latte with Splenda. However, she didn't actually want the Splenda inside the latte. She wanted the coffee, and she wanted me to open the Splenda packet near the coffee so it had a hint of Splenda.
No way. Like the aroma.
That's some OCD stuff right there, though.
And I'm pretty sure the mayonnaise person just screwed up and was like, screw it. I'm just going to keep going with it.
Yeah,
like,
did they not
thought
know
it was sugar.
Didn't know what coffee creamer was, maybe.
Right.
Right.
I'm this damn far down the rabbit hole. Everyone's looking at me. That's right. I put mayo in my coffee.
It's creamy.
It's delicious.
Throws it away immediately when nobody's looking.
Water with whipped cream on top is another one.
Water with whipped cream on top?
Yeah.
What?
So this one, hands down, has to be the strangest. They called it an Americola. So, you know, you can order an Americano, which is like, I think, 3 shots of espresso.
Yeah.
This was 2 shots of espresso over iced Coca-Cola, but instead of drinking it cold, they wanted it hot.
Weird.
Why do I not think that's a big deal?
Didn't Coca-Cola have a coffee drink at some point?
I think so. That's why I don't think it's that weird. And like, I know PBR, Pat's Blue Ribbon, mm-hmm. has a coffee drink.
We're supposed to be getting a coffee drink.
Yeah.
The MRL show.
Mm-hmm. Buddy, that's
ours is normal coffee, though.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, over the weekend, I saw a guy order, and it had to be just such a complicated order. He's like, I'll take a brown sugar oat milk shaken espresso with dolce cinnamon. I'm like, what? Like,
I didn't follow any of that, sir.
What's the ingredients of that? What's dolce?
I think he told you everything. another barista said someone ordered a coffee with 23 and a half Splendas.
23 and a half.
Not 23, not 24, 23 and a half Splendas. That person left and went into sugar shock.
I mean, because Splendas are already more potent than mm-hmm. real sugar because it's fake sugar.
Yeah. And then the last barista said, I had a guy who brought his own mug and ordered a vanilla latte with 12 shots of espresso. It was $21.
Oh, my gosh. He must have had heart palpitations after that.
That's what our engineer needed this morning when we woke him up twice.
Twice. Yeah. Although that is a pretty OG move for you to walk into like Dunkin' or Starbucks with your own mug.
That's oh, like, yeah.
I come here enough. Fill
yeah.
it up.
Yeah. How you doing, Jen? Is Mark not working today?
They I just know have everybody. The regular.
Yeah, just a regular.
My usual.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So, we got $10,000 for you at 8 a.m. this morning with the KISS Cash Code. The building literally was burning down. If you missed it this morning, the fire department came.
So dramatic.
That is so dramatic. The building is fine, but okay. There was a fire alarm that went off.
But that wasn't the first domino that fell, Lorraine. What was the first domino when we came in?
That's true. Nothing was working.
The computer, our network is down, which means we can't access things that we normally can access. So we're kind of flying blind this morning. But thanks to Lorraine for bringing awesome conversation to the table, just like this. Did you know, and maybe someone else in the audience has done the same thing, did you know that Lorraine was going to force her husband into doing something this weekend? So we want to hear from you. What did you force your partner? Doesn't have to be your husband. Could be your wife, girlfriend. What'd you force your partner into doing?
704-570-9595.
Kicking, screaming, dragging their feet. They weren't interested in it, but you were going to make them do it. Most likely because you knew they weren't into it.
Yeah, that's where I sat over the weekend. My husband and I haven't been seeing eye to eye on everything, and I've been a little annoyed. So I figured to get back at him, I would make him go strawberry picking with the kids. So I made a reservation. I was going to make it a whole family thing.
You're trying to back out of that, you just look awful. You can't back out of it.
Right. And like last weekend, I made him take family photos, even though the Masters was on, and all I heard was about the Masters all weekend. I'm like, I don't care. I'll give you bourbon afterwards. So I bribed him last week with bourbon, cash with ice cream, and then this week I just like guilted him into it, and he was like, okay. Well, he didn't have to end up going because the strawberries weren't ready yet, so they rescheduled everybody.
Do you think maybe Dal was behind that? Like, do you think maybe he got on the phone and was like, hey, listen, will you tell my wife? She's got so much to do today. I'm doing a surprise party for her. Tell her that the strawberry picking has been canceled.
No, I don't think so.
So then he goes and gets ready, and you say, hey, no need to get ready?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, we got up Saturday morning, and we had just had a message from the place. But, I mean, I was like, well, you know, since we're both working so much lately, we should probably both go strawberry picking with the kids. Plus, you know, you can help me with the baby because somebody's going to have to hold the baby and someone's going to have to run after cash. And, yeah.
And Elena, your au pair, she was all in.
Yeah.
And ready to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think she realized that I was doing it, though, to stick it to him.
So you were really upset after it got canceled.
Yeah.
For two reasons. Yeah. One, you weren't getting strawberries, and two, it got him off the hook.
Right.
Are you now conniving for another family activity that he wouldn't want to participate in?
No, because we have to go this week, and he can't go during the week because of work, but we're going to the beach this weekend, so...
And I imagine you're going to have a lot of demands. A certain way, Lorraine's going to want to do the beach trip.
There's going to be a lot of sandcastle making.
You got backpacks and a pull wagon for them?
Sure do.
704-570-9595. What did you force your partner to do? Lorraine was going to force Dal to go do strawberry picking on Saturday against his better wishes. He wanted to do other things. So what about you guys? I know there's a ton of people out there.
You guys can admit it. This is a safe space. I literally just said I connived against my husband just to make him miserable. I love my husband, but he deserved this.
We got some time to chat. You can call us.
704-570-9595.
Text message from 704 said, my husband turns 30 this year, and I paid for him to go skydiving. Well, he's a nervous wreck, but I said, you're not backing out. You're going skydiving.
Well, everybody, I bet, is nervous about jumping out of a plane.
Yeah.
Lorraine's done it.
I have. And then I even bought it. I did the same thing. So my brother turned 30 this year, and my mom and I went in, and we got him a skydiving experience, and he won't do it because he's so afraid.
Did you tell him he's allowed to back out?
No. I don't want him to back out. My mom's like, well, he doesn't have to do it if he doesn't want to. I'm like, it's non-refundable.
And he doesn't have to do it if he doesn't want to.
Yeah. Now, if it were me, she'd be like, you're doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I made Amanda watch like sporting events with me and stuff, but she'll just bail. Like, would Dallas drive separate to the strawberry field and be like, you know what, I've had enough, I'm out?
No.
No? Okay.
I would not let that happen.
Okay.
Let's talk with Angie. Angie and Hickory, you're on with Manny Roy and the Wren.
Good morning.
Hey, Angie. So what'd you do?
So I own Crescent Moon Soaps in Valley Hills Mall, and my boyfriend was kind of being a jerk, and I had to move from a store downstairs to upstairs. So I lost my window front downstairs, and I had to make another one. So because he was being a jerk, I said, what can I do? So I decided to buy a cast iron, like 1800s cast iron bathtub for him to refinish. And it's 600 pounds empty, and then I made him carry it to the mall.
So mean.
And by the way, Angie and Loren, do the guys pick up on this, or are we just so dumb that we're not putting two and two together, like you're making us do this because you're mad at us?
No, I personally think that they can already feel the tension, so they're like, okay, fine.
Did he complete the project, Angie?
Yeah, he did. It came down to the wire. I opened up the upstairs store January the 21st.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He brought it in the night of the 20th. And I think he did that just to get me back because he knew how stressed I was.
Oh, that's awesome. Give your store a free plug. It's important to support local business in Hickory.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
What's it called?
Crescent Moon Soaps.
Crescent Moon Soaps. All right, you got to go down to Crescent Moon Soaps.
Tell them MRL sent you. Thanks, Angie.
Now, when you become a big soap maker, come back to the radio station to buy advertising.
Right.
Okay, let's talk to Monica and Morgan.
Hi.
Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Red Morning Show. How'd you get back at your husband?
I actually booked a motel in Pigeon Forge, and it was for the Rod Run, and he didn't want to go, and so I booked it for a Thursday and made him go anyway.
Did he go dragging his feet?
Oh, he ended up being drunk having to go.
Sometimes you just got to drag him along.
Thanks, Monica.
704 just texted in and said, so my birthday was this past Friday, and I forced my husband to get a spray tan with me.
Hey, that's what you should do in Dallas, spray tans.
Let's see. I forced my husband to adopt a dog. That's awesome.
Yeah.
He'll get into it.
Yeah, see, men are like, I don't want a dog. I don't want a dog. And then it becomes their best friend.
They said that they're supposed to pick up the dog on Tuesday. Should I give in and just give the money as a donation to the CMPD animal shelter or bring the dog home? And Roy, I think you just said it best.
You bring the dog home. He'll love it.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah.
So actually, if you don't want him to love it, then don't bring the dog home because he will love it.
Yeah, if you're really mad at him, tell him the adoption's canceled.
Right.
Living life through Loren's eyes.
You know, if the two of you, my husband and my kids, could all just fall in line and live in Loren's world, we would all be so much happier.
Hear Loren weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
Good rules to live by. Any mom can say that.
Right.
So these are the simple pleasures that can turn us from sad to happy. And we found this on a website called Study Finds. The number one thing for me isn't listen to music. Like, if I want to be happy, I will go on YouTube and find a clip of a show or a movie that I like, a funny scene, and I'll watch that. And I realized that because listening to your favorite song was number one.
Hmm.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Because songs put you in moods.
Right.
Right? If you hear Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License, it's going to make you sadder than if you hear Mood.
Right.
You know, songs that we play here on the station. Loren, A Nice Dinner was number two.
Okay. That would make me happy.
To make you turn you from sad to happy really quick. Watching your favorite movie was three. Finishing a really good book.
Is Retail Therapy not on there?
It is.
Okay.
Wearing an outfit that makes you feel good was number eight. Finishing a really good book. No one should. That's not speaking to anyone.
No, I don't read.
You know what we do? We start books. We don't finish books. Did you finish? Have you? When was the last time you finished a book?
I think I finished Elvis Duran's book, but like, you're right. I abandoned the Obama book. It got boring.
I don't finish books. I start them. I have like 5 books that I'm halfway through.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much, I would say out of the 7 books that I've read in the last year, I've probably only abandoned one.
Good for you.
Yeah.
7.
Yeah.
Nice. What are you on now? Lorenz Book Club.
I just read The Perfect Marriage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's the event that you went to, right?
Yeah. So Geneva Rose, she's a local author here, but she had a bestseller. And I just had her on our podcast last week. But I read her book, obviously, before we had her on because I didn't want to.
Good
you
for
know.
You.
Because I would have done the interview with an author without reading their book.
No. The book was
talking
actually
about how
really,
excited
really
I am
good.
To read it. Well, did you read Jake and Paige's book?
I started it. I have not finished it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see. Doing exercise is another way to make someone happy.
It actually really does work.
No, it makes me hard to breathe.
Number 6 is gonna. This is so funny, and it's the most random one on the list, I think. If you're sad and you need a quick pick-me-up, just spot a species of bird that you've never seen before.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know. I do get pretty excited when I hear a whippoorwill in the background.
Yeah.
What is a whippoorwill?
It's a bird that goes, whippoorwill, whippoorwill.
Hey, who was playing the audio of the guy doing the bird sounds?
Nicole, I think.
Can you send that? That was awesome. Some guy on TikTok was doing bird sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicole's like, this is the lamest thing ever. I'm like, I kind of like it.
I thought it was pretty lame.
And I think that if you were back in the day where you had to go to a bar and talk to people, if you found someone and you were like, hey, watch this. My friend's going to do 25 different species of birds. You'd get people's interest.
Okay.
This is mine. You ready?
Okay. A lot of licking of the
lips. I
got to
lick the lips.
Okay. Okay. All those lick-lipping for that?
Oh, here comes Callie. I called your dog to me.
No, you know what I do? I love to watch kid videos on TikTok. Like, kids, like, you know, they do, like, the misbehaving videos or, like, just kids are funny to me.
Yeah, so that helps you pick yourself up when you're sad.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is pretty messed up. I like watching the kid competition shows, and when they're mean or things fall apart and they start crying, I really find enjoyment.
Meltdowns are weird, man.
That's funny. The kid's having a meltdown.
Simple pleasures. Here we go. Seeing flowers and trees blossom, wearing an outfit. Lorraine, we said that. Mm-hmm. Home cooking. And last but not least, number 10, matching on a dating site. So when you're down, go on a dating site and just date anyone just to match.
Okay.
We'll cheer you up a little. So there you have it. That whole list will be up at kiss951.com.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Bring it.
On Kiss95.1.
Natalie in Monroe, welcome to the Meanie Roy and Lorette Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
You're great, Natalie. You are playing Can't Beat Lorette this morning. Let's see how you do.
I'm a little bit nervous.
She's a first-timer,
Lorette,
okay.
So...
Yeah, I'm the first time, and usually I can get 5 out of 5, but today is probably going to be the day that I can't.
Well, let's see. Let's just see.
All right, throw her out.
Okay, get out of the studio, Lauren.
I'm going.
All right, Lauren is masking up, headphones down. She is leaving the studio. She is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, here we go. Cool. Kanye West is going through a divorce, and he's annoyed that people think it was her idea. He's now publicly stated the divorce was his idea. Who is he getting a divorce from?
Kim Kardashian.
I knew that was going to get messy at some point. I just knew it. Question number 2. John Legend's wife is officially back on Twitter after a 23-day hiatus. Her name is?
Chrissy Teigen.
Question 3. Sharon Osbourne left the CBS show she was part of and is not holding back when it comes to how she feels about it. What show was she a host that she's no longer with?
The Talk.
Vanessa Bryant celebrated her late husband on what would have been their 20th wedding anniversary over the weekend. What basketball legend is she married to?
Kobe Bryant.
And question 5. This famous YouTube star won his boxing match on Saturday night, a night that was star-studded featuring Snoop Dogg and Justin Bieber performed. You know who that was?
Mr. Jake Paul, sorry.
All right, come on in, Lorraine. How do you think you did? You feel confident?
I think so. I think I knew all those.
Yeah. Listen, Lorraine, it's going to be tough. Our friend Natalie got them all correct, so we're not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
All right, Kanye's currently going through a divorce, and he's annoyed that people think it was her idea. He's now publicly stating it was his idea to get divorced. Who is he getting a divorce from?
Kim Kardashian.
And I just said that it's getting messy.
Yeah.
Question two. John Legend's wife is officially back on Twitter after a 23-day hiatus. Her name is?
Chrissy Teigen.
Sharon Osbourne left this CBS show she was part of and is not holding back when it comes to how she feels about it. What show was she a host on and she's no longer with?
The Talk.
Question four. Vanessa Bryant celebrated her late husband on what would have been their 20th wedding anniversary over the weekend. What basketball legend is that?
Kobe Bryant.
And question five. This famous YouTube star won his boxing match on Saturday night. His third win, by the way.
Jake Paul.
He's got a brother who also boxed.
I know. I'm pretty sure it was Jake.
Final score, 5-5. It's a tie.
Natalie. Great job.
Thank you.
I'm impressed you knew the last one, too. Because, I mean, if you're not into either YouTube or boxing.
Well, I watch YouTube. I'm a big fan of the Paul brothers.
So. All right. Well, it did you well. Let's hear it.
Thank you. I can. My name's Natalie, and I'm from the Monroe area, and I just tied the rent.
Yes, you did.
Good job.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Producer Nicole, a.k.a. Coach Nicole, and Coach Steve. That's my first name. We were in full effect on Saturday. We had my son's under-8 soccer game.
Yeah, I love that you guys are coaching soccer when none of you know what soccer is, like, about.
Well Nicole played.
Yeah, Nicole does, but not you, Maine.
No. Me and the other coach, we're just two dads that, like, basically stepped up because the director was like, if nobody steps up, this team's going to be dissolved. We don't have a coach. And so we went from no coaches to 3 coaches on the sideline, and each one of us during the game on Saturday is yelling different things at the kids.
Nobody knows what direction to follow.
That's pretty funny.
Go get it. Back up. Move up. Go over. Were you hoarse at the end of it, Nicole?
No, but I don't want to say I gave up. But there was a point in time where I was like, I'm just this 29-year-old yelling at these kids, and these parents have no idea who I am. None of these kids are mine.
But they appreciate you coming out to the practices and coaching. I'm telling you, because I send an email to the team, and I always say, you know, Coach Nicole, Coach Dan, and I are excited.
Yeah, Nicole did tell me yesterday, though, that she felt weird yelling at other people's kids.
Hey, well, you're not yelling at them. You're encouraging. You're coaching. Like, there was no negativity.
I was like, move!
And that's okay, because they do. When you say that, they move faster. They're 8 and 7, so they need motivation. But the real downside of everything was, ask us how many goals we scored.
How many?
None.
Now ask us how many they scored.
How many did they score?
We lost count.
We lost count at 6.
Really?
Because you know what? Those coaches give the kids, I don't know, direction?
Honestly,
processes? Yeah. Strategies? I don't know if they're actually coaching.
You guys might be doing more harm for these kids long term than good.
Tell them what happened right after the game started. Did you hear that?
3 kids quit?
What the other team said to us?
No, what did the other team say?
The other team said, hey, you guys only have 6 on the field. And I go, how many do you have? They go, 7 plus the goalie. And I go, well, you're cheating.
Oh, my gosh. You don't know the rules?
I thought it was 6 plus the goalie, 7 altogether. Apparently.
It is. That's what the email said.
That's what I thought, too. But no, he said we were short. Oh, no, I guess you're right. We only had 5. It was 6 plus a goalie, but we only had 5 on the field.
Yeah, okay. Because right in warm-ups, one of our supposed-to-be goalie got nailed in the face.
Oh.
And he had to sit out for a quarter.
Concussion protocol.
See, here's the thing. As a coach, let me talk to the coach for a second.
Yes.
You're treating these kids like it's a bunch of your son's friends in the cul-de-sac playing. You got to actually coach them.
Roy, I appreciate that, and I am trying, but you have to understand that this goes back weeks, now a month ago, when I came to the station that day and said, hey, y'all, I'm the new coach, because nobody else wanted to do it. I didn't jump on the coaching bandwagon because I know what I'm doing. I specifically said in the emails to the parents, I played tennis organized and hockey in high school. Those are my 2 sports.
Well, hockey's kind of similar.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're right. That's why I had 5 people out there. Because you have 5 and a goalie in hockey.
Now, were you watching the other team and taking notes to get tips to tell your kids?
The other team was pretty good, too, Nicole. They were a little bigger than our kids, a little faster, but our kids gave good effort. They didn't quit.
And their team had a deeper bench, and that was like the first kind of hot day of the year, I feel like. And so our players, they're a little bit out of shape.
They got gassed.
Yeah, they got gassed. So, and we only had one sub, whereas they had like a whole second bench.
And speaking of bench, they had some coach with tats up and down their arms on their bench. I go, oh, Nicole, look, they're matching you.
So, yeah, did you, like, make Nicole show more of her tats?
I wanted to.
Yeah. Battle of the tats on the sideline.
Yeah, yeah. We got the street cred on our sideline. So good thing your girlfriend was there, because at one point one of the kids came over and he was crying.
He said the words, I can't breathe. And Jess was like, what?
Yeah, and Nicole's girlfriend was sitting on a blanket on right next to us. And so she's a nurse, you know, an RN. So she heard that. She's like, I'm keeping an eye on him. You know, and of course, my thing as the coach, I don't know anything. I'm like, drink water, bud. I think you're okay. And go walk back behind the bench. Take your mask off, because they all have to play with masks on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's hard for kids.
Yeah. I mean, so, we did a workout class and it's, you know.
Yeah. Masks on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is hard.
You know, I love hearing that Nicole's new girlfriend was at this game, because do you know where our significant others would not be caught dead is... You know, like, if I had to tell my fiance I'm coaching a game, he would not show up. He'd be like, you're good.
Dallas would be all in.
Oh, God.
Yelling.
Yeah.
He'd be coaching.
He'd be coaching me, coaching.
Yeah, I think she had fun.
No, she did. So. And yeah. We went out to a restaurant afterwards and had a couple drinks, and Nicole proceeded to lick ranch out of the bowl and out of anybody's finger.
Sometimes ranch, it'd be like that when it's good ranch.
You know, when the kids are upset that they're losing, you can just say, hey, listen, kids, but we have a nurse and the other team doesn't have that.
We have three coaches and a team nurse.
Yes.
And you know what I did tell them? Now, this is true. They scored 6 goals really quick, and then we played better as the time went on.
Oh, okay.
So there was... We played much better. We didn't give up any goals in the second half, I don't think. Maybe
so
one.
If the first 6 never happened...
Right.
We'd be tied.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
We got some time to get that KISS cash code word in. We give it to you every morning, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2 p.m., 4 p.m., 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. That's 6 times to win the grand prize of $10,000, and you can win $500 just by texting the code word each hour that we give you to 45911.
If we call you back immediately, it could be from a weird number. You get that $500, and then we'll do the big grand prize drawing of $10,000 at the end. So, you never know.
They're calling us now.
Hello.
I miss home phones on the wall.
I've talked about this with you guys before. I wish home phones are still a thing, because
go to my parents' house. It's still a thing.
Is it still a thing?
Yes.
Because my dad gets so jealous that I call mom more than him. And I'm like, I'm just calling home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm sorry. I call her. I don't know why I call her. That's who I call. Get on the phone. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
My grandfather, I remember, would go spend the week with them, because they lived at the beach. For some reason, the older you are, you retire towards the beach.
I can't blame that.
So they were down at the Jersey Shore, and the phone ring at like 7:30. And my grandfather would go, who's calling at this hour? And it's still light out. And I'm like, Grandpa, it's 7:30. Jeopardy just ended. Let's relax.
I don't know. I'm with Grandpa. I get upset when I get telemarketing calls late. I do. I've once or twice answered the phone and be like, do you know what time it is? I am getting ready for bed.
No, I'm sorry, sir. But are you interested? So is that a no or?
Oh, man. We were talking about this last week about cool moms and what makes a mom cool. Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. If maybe you think you have the cool mom.
I was going to say, just to follow up on that, I like when the kids become the parents. Like, your mom is so cool that she got drunk at the party and started dancing, and you had to pull her off the floor.
Right. Been there.
That's a cool mom.
Or is your, you know, mom just railroading through a bunch of guys, and you got to be like, mom,
slow down
on the dating.
704-570-9595. Why is your mom the coolest?
You know, it could be like she is very relaxing on the rules. Growing up, she's just like, hey, you can have this, you can have that.
Yeah. I think that was, you know, growing up, you always hung out at the people's house who had the more relaxed parents.
especially the mom for some reason. Like where I grew up in New Jersey, the dads were always working, and a lot of them commuted into New York City. Mm-hmm. So the mom was always home.
Mm-hmm.
And we just railroaded over her. We didn't care what she said. We were doing it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like you, like, because.
That's nice.
Well, because there's some moms that were super strict.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yeah. Some moms were like, would you guys stop? Don't. And as we're doing that, we're running past her.
You know, my best friend Eric, both his parents worked the night shift. So they'd be gone from like 7 p.m. until like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So, And I always thought it was the coolest thing. His parents would leave like a 50, and be like, you boys have dinner. I'm like, a 50? We're going to pocket some of that. Wait, we can have dinner for like 12. We have $15. We can split dinner.
I'll make dinner.
We'll go to McDonald's, get the dollar menu. $50.
And what would you do with the rest of the money at that age?
We'd go with the store. We'd go spend it. You know.
Get sodas and candy.
Right.
Dirty magazines.
Whatever.
You told Loren she wasn't a cool mom last week.
No.
When we talked about this.
I got some flack from some people about that,
by the way.
I did. I got some messages. And I'm like, I still stand by my comment.
Yeah.
I think that you're a wonderful person, and I think you're a great mom, but you're not going to be the cool mom as long as you're banning video games from your home.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that, I think. I think I'm okay with not being the cool mom.
Yeah.
But there's certain, you can get a gaming system, a PlayStation 4, an Xbox, or PS5, whatever, and not get the crazy games. Like, Dean knows he's not allowed to play the shooter games.
Yeah.
So he plays Roblox Minecraft.
No, because Loren's video game hatred goes deeper. She doesn't want them glued to the TV mm-hmm. for hours on end. She doesn't want to.
I just know me personally, like, growing up, it would affect me to the point where I would be irritated with my parents. Because I was irritated with the game, and I'd get, you know, all kids do it. They throw the controller, they put it down mm-hmm. hard because they're mad. And I just, we don't need that in our house. Sorry. It's just one of those things I will stand on, and that's the end of it.
So there's going to be some cooler mom that has video games and going to let an 8-year-old play Grand Theft Auto or some stupid crap.
Didn't you and your mom go out on the beach and, like, weren't you guys, like, wasn't she, like, hitting on guys? What was that story? There's a story where,
we went to Rocco's Tacos in Fort Lauderdale, and these dudes were, like, buying her shots, and, like, the bartender comes down and, like, pours the shot in your mouth. It was, like, spring break with my mom, and she got so hammered that she couldn't walk and or drive home, so I took her home.
And how old were you?
I mean, this was, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
And I was getting her to the front door, and I was like, okay, Mom, just stay here for a second. I'm going to unlock the door. And I let go of her. And when I turned back around from unlocking the door, she was laying in the flower bed.
Your mom is so cool, man.
Yeah. I want to be that mom. I don't care about the video games.
Did your mom blame you the next morning? Like, why'd you let me get that drunk?
No. That was all self-inflicted. And I wasn't anywhere close to telling her she couldn't.
980 texted and said, my mom drives a motorcycle. That's what makes her the cool mom.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
704 says, my mom took me to Bar Charlotte for my 18th birthday and got wasted. I ended up having to DD her and my cousin home.
That's the funny part, too, because when you can see it go downhill or off the rails, you're like, you know what? I'm just going to stop drinking. I'll be the DD today.
Yeah.
Another 704 says, my mom is so cool because she plays sports and we go watch her play.
That is cool.
And then someone said, Loren, you're so smart. I'm so over being a woman dating these lazy ass gamer guys.
Yeah.
I couldn't personally date a gamer.
Well, listen, it's fine. I got a lot of flack for it, but...
I know there's a lot of money in it. Manny's holding up the dollar signs, I know there is.
Yeah, they Twitch, and they get people to mm-hmm. donate their just by watching the streams. Even, you know, I watch people's Twitch streams. I don't donate because I've never understood the whole concept of, like, if it's free...
Whose phone is doing that?
Not mine.
Ren.
If it's free, why would you pay for it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I can watch the Twitch, why would I give them money? Like, you're listening to this radio show for free. You would never just give us money.
We might end up on Twitch. There's a lot of shows that are on Twitch right now.
And then if we end up on Twitch, then I want you to give us as much money as you can.
Makes sense.
I absolutely love you guys. My husband and I listen every morning. You are entertainment on the way to work.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. We'll be right back.
So Patrick Schwarzenegger, Arnold's son, was on the Kelly Clarkson show.
Oh, hey, that's a good show.
That is a good show.
That's where she admitted to pooping in a bucket.
She is very real.
Yeah.
She's awesome. Yeah, we do love the Kelly Clarkson show. And so Patrick Schwarzenegger was on, and she said, does your dad ever do lines, like his famous lines? Because he probably has, his dad has some of the most famous one-liners in showbiz history, movie history, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll be back.
Is not a tumor.
Yeah.
And then we have this one.
I say, don't be economic girly man.
Don't be economic girly man. He's got a bunch of one-liners. So here's what Patrick's told Kelly.
Everybody asks that. They're like, does your dad, like, always say, like, his one-liners? And I'm like, all the time.
Like, I hope that every time he exits a room, he says,
he does.
I'll
He'll turn back and be like, I'll be back. And I'll be like, Dad, really? Like, come on, like.
Never gets old.
He's always doing the same lines.
And then Patrick goes on to tell Kelly that sometimes parents will have the kids come up and ask for an autograph.
Mm-hmm.
They'll push the kids up, you know. And Arnold knows.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That the 8-year-old doesn't know who he is, really. It's
right.
the parent.
Right. He's such an old actor. I mean, right. Come on. Mm.
So he'll sign the autograph, and then he'll shout, Patrick says, something to the adult. You know, okay. Like, oh, like, don't send him back. Like, something funny like that.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's Arnold.
Well, remember when he did the...
Hello, cutie pie.
Thank you, Arnold. I've lost a little weight.
looking good for your beach trip this weekend.
Do you remember when he did The Apprentice for a season? And mm-hmm. he did the hokey lines.
Did he?
Yeah. I could see him, like, in real life doing them, too.
You've been terminated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've been terminated. And I think he did something with the helicopter back to the chopper. He did lines.
That's right, I am.
Yes. I mean, my favorite motion picture that you were in, Arnold, had to be Jingle All the Way.
Don't you understand? I feel like I was meant for something more than this.
I liked Kindergarten Cop.
I'm that smart.
That's the one we just tumor, somewhere, right?
Yeah. It's
not
yeah.
a tumor.
Not a tumor.
Yeah.
I like when he taught the workout class.
Oh.
If you can safely do so, do an Arnold workout with us this morning.
All right.
Hi, this is Arnold, your training partner. It is important to begin each exercise session with a few minutes of warm-ups.
All right, here we go.
This will increase your heart rate and pump blood out to your muscles where
it
will be needed.
We get what a warm-up is, Arnold.
Use this warm-up time to wet your upper diet and to get your mind ready for the workout.
Okay.
Does he not have the best accent? Everything he says is so awesome.
Now listen to this music and begin moving in halftime.
Mm.
Stretch all limbs.
Look at Roy in class and be like, what's halftime?
I have no clue
like,
what
I know time. Full time is real time.
Is that like part time?
Ready to do 10 knee bends with me.
It's too loud, Arnold. Turn
squats.
The music down. I
and
can't hear
excellent
you.
For getting the blood moving into your knees and legs. With
and
your
he's
feet.
Got this one. Different music. Different workout.
This
okay.
exercise is called the barbell curl. This is for the biceps.
Ooh.
Your biceps may not be as big as mine. But you will be surprised.
Show off. What a show off.
Sounds like it's about to break into like a Broadway tune, too.
How quickly they become firm and hard if you do this exercise correctly.
It'd be cool if the girls, the Weather Girls, that's the name of that band that does It's Raining Men,
mm-hmm.
if they were there singing it live while he's doing it.
The key is always to keep your elbows stationary and only use your forearms to do the motion. Choose a shoulder wide grip on the barbell. Remember okay. to breathe in as you lower the weight and to breathe out when the bar reaches all the way to the chin.
Okay.
We will do 12 repetitions.
12?
Okay. Ready. Start on the down position at your thighs.
Up. I'll tell you what, when I'm ready to work out, it's Raining Men that gets me going.
Down. Up. Down. Up. Down.
Too,
up. Down. Up. Down. And keep your elbows at the waist.
Stop bossing us.
There's Arnold.
Look at his workout videos. Yeah. I mean, do you have the whole DVD set in there? Oh, my
I
God.
Don't know.
Seriously,
I
you're really know. Into that.
Yeah, no, he was also the governor in California for a little while, and when things got really hot when I was living out there, he put out a personal message. Listen to this.
We are going to do everything it takes to improve obesity amongst our young and old. That's why my budget for the coming year is spending an additional $18 million to get more junk foods and fast food outlets in our campuses. So this is what the Healthy School Act does. During school hours, vending machines and cafeterias on campuses will serve junk foods. Obesity amongst our young is the right choice for our
That's
children.
That's clearly edited.
I couldn't understand.
Yes. Selling junk food.
I was always jealous of the schools that had soda machines inside. My school never did. We were a health forward.
Buddy, I got news for you. It didn't end. You're also jealous. We've heard you say you're jealous of workplaces where you can go and they have soda fountains in there.
Especially when they're
kitchens.
Free. Like if it's a fountain machine, oh my gosh. That, I can't even comprehend that. I'd be sipping Diet Dr. Pepper all day long.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Big news on the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show. Big news. Roy's wearing a new shirt and a whole new outfit this weekend. I saw on Insta as chosen by his fiance, Sterling.
Definitely the outfit you saw over the weekend was chosen by him. This one was mainly me, and he agreed.
I like your Vineyard Vines shirt.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Vineyard Woo. Vines, bro.
Wow. Yeah. It's got a little uppity.
Uh-huh. It's that new white. You know when you get a shirt and it's that crisp white? It hasn't been, you
the
know.
The collar's not mm-hmm. dirty yet.
Yeah. It's not eggshell white.
Yeah. Look at you. You going to wear that to the Wells Fargo golf tournament in
Hang
a couple
on.
Weeks?
Hang on, bud. Look at the back. Look at the back.
Yeah. Wow. Big whale on the back.
Big whale. Don't make any fat jokes. But...
Is the whale supposed to be that big across the back?
The first thing when I got this thing, I saw the big whale on the back of this shirt. I'm like, that's good. That's a big guy wearing a shirt that has a big whale on the back.
You mean people, you haters. Roy beat you to the joke.
Yeah.
Listen, I like that shirt on you, dude.
Thanks,
and that's
man.
A shirt that you wouldn't have been able to fit into a year ago.
No.
Months
in
ago.
Fact, a lot of my shirts. So we went shopping, and I just got the size that I've been wearing. And then, like, two or three of the shirts I got are way too big. I got to take them back.
So you went stop shopping with Sterling.
We did. We went clothing shopping.
And how did he pick out the outfit that you wore?
Well, I was mainly using it, clothing shopping, as a training exercise for my dog, Callie, because she's becoming a service dog, and she's never gone into clothing stores. So I was more focused on her. He was just walking around being like,
focused on you.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you got to get this.
Try
you got to get
on.
This. I got jeans, shorts. I got jorts, which is evidently cool. Again,
did you see that picture, Nicole, of him rocking the jean shorts?
I did. It looked good.
I had so many people complimenting how pretty I am. And then I couldn't get over the fact that I was wearing a name brand shirt as an undershirt. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, undershirts are supposed to be the cheapest, you know. Well, who cares about those things? But no, Sterling got me the name brand undershirt.
Vineyard Vines. I mean, you're step away from the chateau.
I don't even know if this is a fancy brand.
Dallas doesn't wear Vineyard Vines, does he? It is. It's a good brand.
Sometimes if I make him.
Vineyard Vines is a very South Park, Dilworth area, Myers Park brand.
Yeah. I got one clothing that had... an alligator on it. I forget what that's called.
Izod?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or Lacoste.
Lacoste.
Lacoste. Yeah.
I got that. But yeah, I changed up my whole wardrobe.
Yeah. Lacoste shirt. You know, the ones with the gator on it. Where are you from? You don't know gator boy.
I got a bunch of different shirts. I got a whole new outfit. A whole new me.
A lot of people might not know you're going away. You're actually going to be off the show Thursday and Friday as you head to the tropics.
Going to Puerto Rico. Oh, I got a golf shirt, because every time we go golfing, I always complain that I don't have any golf gear. Well, I got what do they call that? A Callaway's?
Callaway, yep.
A Callaway golf shirt.
Good for you.
So that if
so
we
the
ever
golf tournament that we do one time a year with our friends at Eastwood Homes.
You'll have something to wear.
I'll have something to wear, and I hope it doesn't fit. I hope I lose more weight by then.
Do you know that day that we have that Eastwood Homes golf tournament that we get invited to for Levine? Like, he'll forget it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He'll forget his shirt.
Sure. The one shirt I have. Like, I have one 80s throwback shirt, and we went to an 80s throwback party, and I lost the one 80s retro shirt that I had.
I wonder if anyone else out there, this is an interesting question, because I know Loren would never let Dallas do this, but you probably do it for him. Do you pick out his clothes? Do you buy his clothes?
I don't buy his clothes, but we have this fun dynamic at home where I kind of give him a hard time because he wants me to look at everything he buys. So there's like a fashion show.
Yeah. There's an awesome scene in Toy Story 3, which I watch now because I have
kids.
That's
exactly what it's like. Where Ken, Barbie and Ken.
Ken does the fashion show for Barbie. I'm going to show Roy during commercial. That's what Dallas is.
Yeah. Seriously.
That's awesome, man.
That's so funny. He puts the scuba gear on.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, a little bit over an hour from now to the new code word that can get you $10,000 with the Kiss Cash Code. I went shopping over the weekend with my fiance, and he got me a bunch of outfits. He bought me clothes. He shopped for me.
That's so sweet.
I'd pick up something, and he goes, eh, how about this? And then he'd go get something.
And he said, this would look good on you.
Yeah.
Trust him. And you posted a picture on your Insta of you and Sterling out somewhere, and you had a new outfit on. And you, and he just casually slid that picture in, too, Nicole. Like,
how about this move? Like, I didn't even post it. Sterling posted it on his.
Oh, that's where I saw
it. That's even a cooler move when I don't even post it.
We want to hear from you guys, though, 704-570-9595. Did you buy clothes for your partner, and did it turn out to be a disaster? We just, before we went to commercial a little while ago, we're talking about how guys sometimes want to push their style on the women, which isn't always good, right?
No.
Danny, welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
So your husband went out and bought you an outfit.
Yes.
How did he do?
He did it when I was like 2 months postpartum, and he bought my size from before having my baby and getting pregnant with her.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't realize that whole, it takes a minute.
Yeah, and you know, it was a really sweet gesture and like a really sweet thought, but it definitely, we have a new rule now. He's not allowed to buy me clothes. Mm.
Was he shocked when you told him that it was the wrong size and stuff?
Well, he was like, what do you mean? And I was like in tears, and he's like, but I thought you'd like it. Like,
he tried like, so hard.
I was like, it's so sweet, but like then I was like, okay, so let's return the outfit and buy a treadmill instead.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, so let me ask you this, and then we'll let you get out of here. Did was it at least like something you would have worn?
Oh, absolutely. Like, he knows my style.
Okay.
He knows my taste. Very simple and casual. He did a great job. It was just like way too small.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
but he
it'll
knows
send
your,
you down.
Because Loren, like, not only is size important when a guy's shopping for a girl and vice versa, but style. Like if she's not a tight dress, high heels type woman,
right?
Don't buy her a short dress and high heels because you want to see her in it. You know,
right. Exactly.
I've learned that lesson. All right, thanks, Danny.
Thank you.
I also remember when I was like in college and I was dating someone and I went to the mall, went to Victoria's Secret and I wanted to buy something for her. And the girl was like, can I help you? Because I was like 22 maybe. She could tell. I didn't know what I was doing.
Giggling at all the posters.
Where's the bra section? No, but like she came over and she was like, can I get you something? And she's like, What is she into? And I was like, I just wanted to get, like, I don't know, like the most provocative thing.
Yeah.
And she steered me away from that being a, because they must have training at Victoria's Secret where they're like, listen, if the guys come in, not every single woman wants to get the trashiest lingerie we have.
Right.
And that's kind of what I was looking for. I don't know, because but what do I know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she showed me this thing, and I was like, this looks like pajamas. I was with my friend too. How weird is that? My guy friend comes
yeah,
with
that's
me.
Weird.
We go to Victoria's Secret. Why?
Yeah. Why would he go with you?
Because I was probably too embarrassed to go in by myself. Yeah. Like, I remember I had to be a freshman or sophomore in college. And I just started dating this girl, and I was like, it was her birthday or Valentine's Day. I'm like, I'm going to buy her an outfit. And I was like, hey, I think something like this, and had like the garter and stuff. She's like, no, I think more something like this is your style for her. I was like, oh, okay. And then I just bailed. I was like, dude, we got to go to the city and go to a good store.
Scared your way.
It's the Manny Roy, the Red Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. It's time to play a game. That's what that wacky noise means.
That's the match game music. That's a classic game show right there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Kay in Mooresville, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So it's National Crayon Week, apparently, according to our staff. And what they did was they came up with colors of crayons. And we'll go around the room, and the person who gets the most correct will win. We're going to ask you, is it a color crayon or not? Is it one that we made up? Okay, Kay?
Okay.
Kay, Loren, and Roy. Kay goes first, as you know. Kay, we want to know, is razzmatazz a real color of a crayon? Razzmatazz.
Sounds like it would be a real color.
See, I hear that, and I automatically think that that's got to be a fake color. Like, color that razzmatazz, that tree right there.
I have three kids with lots of crayons in the house.
So you're going to say, yes, it is a real color.
I feel like it might be a real color.
Okay. We got ourselves a player, y'all. She is correct.
Wow.
It is a real color.
I thought it was a cocktail.
Sounds like a good cocktail.
Roy, how about, I'm sorry, Loren, how about Unmellow Yellow? Unmellow Yellow, is that a brand of crayon? Is it a color of crayon?
I say yes.
We got ourselves a game. You are right. I would have said no to both.
I would have said no too. Okay. Here we go.
All right, Roy, let's see if you can join Kay and Loren with one each. We want to know, is Purple Nurple a color crayon?
It is not. It's what you give to someone. That is not a color.
That is right. You're all on the board.
It's mean and it's painful.
They still do that, or is that considered inappropriate nowadays?
Inappropriate.
Yeah. Where was inappropriate when I was in high school?
I don't know.
Question number two for Kay. Is this a color crayon on National Crayon Week? Outer space.
Ooh.
Tough, right? Outer space. Would that be a color crayon?
I'm going to say no.
I think it's a purple, isn't it?
You are incorrect.
I would say maybe a black or a purple, but that's what it would be, but I don't know.
Yes,
I'm
she
wrong.
Says no. It is a color of crayon.
What color is it?
I don't have the answer. I just have yes or no.
It'd have been funny if you were like, it's the
Google
outer
it.
Space.
Loren, we want to know, is laser paste a color of crayon or not?
I'm going to say no.
You would be correct. You are really good at this game, Loren. We found your calling.
Colors.
Yeah, my kid. Thank you, my children.
Jackson, put down the laser paste and pick up the purple nurple.
Pretty much.
Roy, let's see if you could tie Loren.
Okay.
Here we go. Is neon carrot a color crayon?
Neon carrot is a color.
You are correct.
It is beautiful. I love it just as much as I love Cajun shrimp. Cajun pink.
Do you know that color for real?
I don't know.
That's a nail polish color.
All right, Kay.
Outer space, by the way, is like a really like black blue.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Kay, you sit by. You're out. Stay on the phone as we watch and see who wins between this game. Is it a color crayon or not for National Crayon Week? Okay. Roy versus Loren.
Okay.
We want to know, Purple Mountain's Majesty. Loren, is that a color or not?
It is.
Confidently. Have do you use Purple Mountain's Majesty?
Do you want to ask Kay for a lifeline for help on this? You're answering very, very...
Kay, can you confirm?
What was it called again?
Purple Mountain Majesty.
It feels like a song lyric.
It is. You are correct! Loren wins!
I'm going to say it is.
Loren wins.
I mean, I didn't lose.
But you didn't get asked another question.
I know. If you had another color.
Greeny weenie.
That is not a color.
You are correct. You're both so smart at this game. We found your calling. What about Gloria Blue?
No.
That is a color.
That is not a color. So there. Loren finally wins.
On mac and cheese. Mac and cheese is a color.
That is
really
a color. Yes, it is.
How does Loren know all these colors? Is this
his
fingernails?
Oh,
okay.
So do I. I don't know the colors. You know what I know? I know how to throw the crayons out that are left on the floor.
That's the game I play.
I know that whenever you'd buy the big box of Crayola crayons that had like 50 of them, you only used like 7 of them anyway.
And you could never get them back in the box after you use them.
The rest was nonsense.
Only, and the ones using Purple Mountain Majesty. Yeah, I'll just use regular purple.
Yeah.
Kay, Mooresville, thank you for playing and thanks for listening to the show this morning.
I appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a good day.
We appreciate you.
Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren, what's going on in Hollywood?
Did anybody watch Prince Philip's funeral?
Saw some highlights.
I did not watch it, no.
Lena, my au pair, and I sat down and watched a little bit of it. But it was nice to see Harry and William reconnect.
Did you see they had a lip reader?
I did see that, but I mean...
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess there was a moment where they had their masks off.
I think after, like, as they were coming out.
And William said it was a fantastic event or, you know, incredible event. Mm-hmm. And Harry said just as he would want.
Well, did you see there were some different things that the Queen made, I guess, protocol for this engagement? Because typically they would wear their military uniforms if they're part of the military, but the Queen specifically said that she wanted everyone in civilian clothing because Harry couldn't wear his uniform because he's been stripped of that title, and she didn't want to add to the drama. So everybody was in civilian clothing, and Harry and William did not walk together. They walked separately.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think she was trying to keep the drama at a minimum, but you know the press had a field day with it.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. It was a good event, though.
Yes, it was. So Hillary Duff, she wants to be open and honest with her children, and she wants to normalize women's health. So she wanted her 9-year-old son to be in the room while his sister was born.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know that I could have done that. And I don't know if that's more selfish for me or selfish for Kat. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I think about it and I'm like, I wouldn't want to scare him if I was in pain. Now, I had really easy deliveries, so my children probably could have been in the room and would have been okay. But I think of like those movie scenes where like the woman is screaming and like squeezing her husband's hand and like, you did this to me. And I wouldn't want my kids to see that.
You did this to me. What a thing to say while you're giving birth.
Right.
As far as women's health goes, is it problematic that I don't want to see that? Is it wrong to say that?
I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. I think everyone is different. Like, sometimes a doctor, when you're giving birth, will ask the husband if he wants to see or catch or whatever.
Catch.
And so that actually took...
Gosh, it's a fly out.
This is probably way too much information, but the first time I delivered, the doctor asked, and I was like, no, he's going to stay up here.
Right.
Like, you're not allowed south of the border.
He'll take care of me.
And then the second time I delivered... Dallas and I thought that we were going to go the same route, and we were unprepared for the question, do you want to catch? Like, and I immediately said no. And then afterwards, Dallas was like, well, that kind of would have been a really cool experience. And I felt like I stripped him of that opportunity
because
I was
amazing.
So quick to say no.
I got to see, the Dean was a C-section, so I stayed with Amanda.
Okay.
And then Ruby was, it's not called a natural birth, but whatever. She came out down there, and it was amazing to see. And I didn't think I'd want to, but I couldn't turn away from it.
Yeah.
You know, and I know I shared the experience with you guys, too. When I came back, it was just the most amazing thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think...
And that's what she wanted her son to see.
I guess. I think that's a little early for a 9-year-old.
Hillary Duff.
But...
Scare the hell out of me. I know that.
I don't care.
Is it sad that I'm bummed that I'm not the dad? Because I had a huge crush on Hillary Duff back then.
Hillary Duff.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, like, my adult years. Like, I did an interview with her where I was like, wow, this could work. And it didn't.
<I'd say laughs>
she didn't feel the same spark.
No, she went to the next city. And she was like, whatever, next. Right. No, she was really cool.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.